Welcome to the Girls Gotta Heal podcast, where we dive into the everyday issues of your modern day resilient healing woman and get real about the ups and downs of healing and personal growth. Navigating our mental health, relationships, various setbacks, and grieving those we've lost can get very messy, while we're also trying to figure out who we are. I totally get it, and I'll guide you through. I got you. I'm your host, Karen Pileggi, and in each episode, we uncover new, empowering topics that you have likely experienced in your journey or will. Empowering one another is so this decade, and so is living up to our full potential. This is the time to become more confident in exploring your relationship with yourself and looking inward. You don't have to have it all figured out today, but you're here and now is a good start. I want you to be your best self. I'm always going to be rooting for you. This girl's got to heal. Welcome to another episode of the Girls Gotta Heal podcast. Today we are getting into female friendships. This is a really big topic, and shout out to everyone who joined in the GGH mailing list. One of our first newsletters had this poll asking you which topic you'd like for an upcoming podcast. So the majority did choose female friendships. I think there's so much to say about this, and I really feel like the female friendship is an evolution. And I must say, experiencing female friendships from being a child to a teen to a very young adult to now a whole adult, it changes so much. And at this point in my life, my female friendships are very much all scattered. Everyone's at different points, and I've known each of them for different amounts of time, and I really wouldn't have it any other way. I think growing up, my perception of female friendships was really different. I just thought like we all had to be getting married at the same time, we all had to be graduating at the same time. And you reflect now and you realize, like, as a young person, like, I don't know, these thoughts were really reinforced, whether that was from like what we saw around us or what we were watching. But you learn really quickly that that's not the case, and you have to work through it. And now I'm grateful. I'm just at a point where I appreciate all of the female friendships I have in my life. I think each and every one of those friendships offers something a little bit different, but I appreciate and value them so much. And I know many are not there yet, or they can't say the same. So we're really just going to be talking all about female friendships today. Now for myself, I've had friendships where I've honestly felt closer to some of those people than my own family and extended family. And you feel bad saying this, but like, I don't know, it depends. Like if a friend is in contact with you every day and you don't always reach out to your extended family, it kind of becomes that. And if you grew up with like a really tight-knit family, or like culturally, like family is everything, you kind of contemplate this, like, is this okay? Like, I don't know, is there something wrong with me? But I think there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I think just speaking to the intensity of female friendships. So yeah, you have these friendships where you do feel closer than family, but on the contrary to that, I've honestly felt some of the greatest betrayal ever, and even worse than I have been with a romantic partner when it came to a female friendship. So man, I feel like many people can connect with that, whether that was like a really close friendship they had in high school or post-secondary, or I don't know, just as an adult reflecting on this like long-term friendship you had with someone. It's sad. It's like a huge heartbreak when a female friendship, or even any kind of friendship, just doesn't work out anymore. Because I don't know, I think the standards are a little different for a friendship rather than a romantic relationship. How can something bring me so much joy and connection to then like messing up my life and making me feel so isolated and alone? So I think that there's so much intensity that can come with female friendships, and it could be like so great, but then it could also be like, wow, like it really affects your mental health. And it's so wild to think about, because I always say there's no reward without risk. Sometimes when people feel burned from a female friendship, they kind of pull back, or they're like, I don't trust females, or like, I'm going to go to my guy friends. And we'll get into that after, because I do think there's a lot of like stigma and judgment when it comes to women who kind of gravitate more toward males. So I want to put a pin in that, but we'll revisit that one shortly. I feel like now, being an adult millennial, my friendships kind of look like giving recommendations to one another, whether that's like, I don't know, recommendations for like birthday parties or like, I don't know, a good makeup artist or something. Like, we kind of like talk like that, or we're just like sending memes to each other of throwbacks or things reminiscent of early 2000s, or just like poking fun at like our mental health, which I feel like you can do, you know, if you've really been through it, you kind of get to a point where laughter is medicine, and if someone else can appreciate that, that's kind of nice. But it hasn't always been that way. There's been times where it's like, if you are invited out or if you are included, then that's a sign that your friendship is strong, or that's kind of what the friendship day to day is, like that inclusion piece, like just wanting to be part of the group. And I think, you know, girls can get really mean with this when you kind of say something that is not in alignment with the rest of the group, or you speak out about something, then there's like, I don't know, that one or two friends in the group that has a little bit more power for whatever reason, and can kind of just like have the power to make everyone else turn their back on you too. And I think we've all experienced that to some degree, of just being alienated by a group or by speaking out about something and it not aligning with, I don't know, the message or the vibe of that group, and just kind of being outed from that group, and it sucks. And maybe that's the reason that, you know, that person is reluctant to build new relationships or turns to their male friends when it comes to being more vulnerable. Like, there's so many reasons why. But I do think, like, when you're a young person, it's a lot about inclusion and just wanting to feel accepted. And I don't know, in a sense, maybe the female friendships around you can mold the person that you are, or as you get older, you're like, I didn't like that I was that way, and you recognize that that relationship wasn't healthy. There's just so many things. There's so many things to get to about this topic that we won't cover today, but I hope it just kind of plants some seeds and gets you thinking about where you're at with your friendships, as well as what they've looked like over time and how they have helped shape you or helped bring out certain parts of yourself, right? Because I think there's definitely those female friendships, like, that person is just like your soulmate. Like, I think you can have friend soulmates and they just bring out the best in you. They challenge you when the time is right. I don't know, if you're more introverted, they bring out the extroverted side of you, or if you're extroverted, they kind of calm you down, you know, you get to talking about deeper issues and stuff. Like, there's a good balance. Those are amazing friendships. But I think sometimes when we are focused on like the inclusion piece, that we just lower our standards, or maybe don't pay attention as much to our needs, because it feels really good to be wanted. It feels good to be part of a discussion with others. But in time, you realize that there's so many people out there, and there's so many people that are going to have the same interests as you or appreciate you. But I think there's also a fear of just like being alone for a period of time while you're figuring all of that out. And I certainly went through that myself. I had a really close friend share this with me recently. We've known each other since the first grade. This is my longest friendship ever that I have. And I really let go of the idea of long-term friendships being it, because I really let go of a lot of people. I let go of a lot of people after high school, after my dad passed away. And after I realized I just didn't have the same views and morals and outlook on life as certain people. So I experienced a lot of like friend loss. But this one friend of mine, I'm actually going to be her maid of honor coming up next year. She shared with me, you know, of course I was going to choose you. Like, you, there's nobody else. Like, with you, we've had points in our friendship where we didn't talk for like some time, but we always found our way back to each other. And that just like means everything to me. And I think that that's such like a great point in a friendship to have, where you recognize that we've allowed each other to grow without putting pressure on each other, or just, I don't know, like without having pressure on it. And we allowed ourselves to do our own thing. We've kind of loved each other, just cared for each other, respected each other, like, always. But when we reached certain points, like in high school or a little bit after, we had some space. And whenever we ran into each other, we picked back up where we left off. And I mean, I think that that's something that's rare, but I appreciate and I love so much about our friendship. I mean, we're really close now, but just knowing that you kind of go through life and that person just never like expected you to be anything that you weren't, or to always stay in the loop when you were kind of growing and changing and doing your own thing. So that's also another like really great thing about female friendships, is that it has the ability to do that. And even just speaking to the whole idea of like space, as you get older and like you have different obligations and requirements, responsibilities, that just happens. You just like lose touch, or like a week goes by and you didn't text or you didn't call. Like, it just happens. So wanting or having that person, that really close female that like understands, hey, you know, I got my own stuff too, like it's all good, and just like not take things personally. And I think when you are growing up, you do have a tendency to take things personally. Like I said, you're just kind of figuring yourself out and growing, and it's hard when you kind of pour everything into a friendship and you feel, I don't know, left behind, or that people aren't showing up for you. But as you become an adult, you have so many other things in your life that's needing your attention, and you just want people who get it. The influence of what we see when we're growing up plays a huge role for so many different reasons and so many different ways. But today we're just talking about friendships. I really think that what our parents model for us, as well as what we see on social media and movies and shows, really, really plays a huge role in just the standard of like what's like normal or what's acceptable, or how much you have to give to relationships, friendships. So I hope this is kind of like throwing you back and like making you reflect on what you saw as a young person and what your parents' friendships were like, what movies and shows you watched and things like that. So I think, yeah, it does play a huge role in setting the example of like what's healthy and what's not, or what's desirable and what's not. But also when you're a young person, it's very much survival. You're in a school most of your day and it's survival to get through. So for some, it just might be intimidating. They just might back off from it. Some might push themselves, challenge themselves to be friends with people that they think, I guess, essentially are going to make their time a little bit easier. When you're in it and you're a young person, you don't think of it like that. But reflecting on like high school experiences, that's really it at the end of the day. It's survival, and your identity is developing, your sense of yourself, your needs, your awareness, all of these things are coming to surface, and you're just like, kind of, where do I fit in? Like, you want to feel needed, you want to feel connected, you want to feel part of a group. All of that while you're trying to figure out who you are, and it can kind of get messy in the mix. I think a really huge game changer in female relationships is when dating becomes a thing, and someone in that friendship starts pursuing a love interest, or like is spending a lot of their time with like talking to someone they're interested in. It really shifts the priorities in the relationship. And again, as a young person, your self-esteem, your sense of yourself, all these things are still developing, and you're just trying to figure out how to get through and get by. And you know, we're obviously, as young people, we're not super regulated, we're not like, we can't brush things off easily, we take things to heart, we're still trying to figure out how to deal with our emotions and like things like that. I think when one of your friends is interested in someone else, I think you can start to see a shift at that point. Again, I hope I'm bringing you back in time and you're thinking about your high school friendships and stuff like that. I think it's so thrilling and it's so exciting when you're young and both you and your best friend are like into talking to different people and going out and seeing these people, or like going to the mall, choosing outfits. Like, you just become aware that, oh, like maybe the opposite sex or whoever I'm interested is, you know, looking at me a little harder. Maybe I want to change my look. And this kind of goes to this whole like idea of like your identity developing as a young person. You're figuring out like, what do I like about myself? What do I want to highlight about myself? And stuff like that. And I actually had this type of conversation with one of the youth that I support about girls gravitating more toward other girls who have the same goal in mind. So for example, you know, girls who want to date and are on the same path, because she was noticing for herself that her best friend was kind of drifting and not being around as much and gravitating more towards someone who it was interested in the same guy group of friends. So it was like heartbreaking and hard for her to like experience that, because her friend, her best friend, is just like distancing herself, not texting her, not calling her, making her feel a little isolated at school. And like, that's hard, and it's just a lot of feelings. But yeah, I think also when you're younger, you fixate. I'm not gonna say younger, because I've definitely seen women who are in like their early 20s also do this too, where you fixate on the duration of the friendship being something that's admirable, and you kind of just push through because, oh, it's been so long, like we've been friends since we were in the first grade, like, you know, our families know each other well, or like we've been through this and we've been through that. Like, and again, I think when you go through certain moments together with a person, it like bonds you. I think I spoke about this in another podcast episode, but it like bonds you, like leaves an imprint. And even when you know that relationship is not good anymore, it's hard to leave because you think about those moments you had with that person when they really came through, or they experienced something really hard with you that changed your the course of your life, right? So all those things to be considered. So thoughts on females who go to males for support. This was such a huge thing growing up for me when a female caught wind that you were getting closer to a guy, or like going to a guy for help. Like, there were all of these assumptions made about you, like, oh, you just, that's just your way of getting male attention. I'm not gonna say that that's not true for some people, because you can't exclusively talk when you're talking about these things, but I honestly, like, if I'm seeing that, if I'm seeing someone do that, for me, I would be like, well, why? Like, you know, I don't know, maybe you don't really think about genders when you are building relationships. Maybe that's never been a thing for you. Or maybe you really were close with a female, or like a group of females, and you felt betrayed or burned by them. So you kind of gravitated more towards certain males. Or I really just think sometimes it's like a sign of you wanting to protect yourself. And you're going to do that regardless of the gender. Like, if you feel safe with a person, you feel safe with the person. So yeah, I think we should really shift away from judging females who have close male friends. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that at all. So of course, we got to talk about the amazing things that come with female friendships. Over time, you know, when you're a young person, that can just look like a lot of connection and belonging. As you grow and evolve, that female friendship can, you know, turn into that person being there when you go through heartaches, when you go through medical issues, when your family dynamics are changing for whatever reason. I think it's like a really beautiful thing when you have friendships that kind of grow with you. You know, as you grow, you become an adult, things just look different. Like, it's connection. It's still connection at the end of the day, whether you're 8 years old or you're 30 years old, it's connection. But that connection and what it means for you is going to be a little different than the 8-year-old version of yourself. I think as we get older, we kind of can fine tune and tailor the qualities that we want in a friendship. And as always, those things are going to change as our needs change, as our outlook on life changes because of what we go through. I wanted to give you some movie and show recommendations that I think does a really good job at showcasing like raw and honest female friendships and some of the things that we go through as we are either getting closer to these people or we're moving away. The first one is a show called Girls. So this was an HBO show with Lena Dunham. This came out, maybe 10 years ago. It was a great show. I think I was in university when it came out and I just really gravitated toward it. So it's about these four girls who are friends and they live in New York. They're at the beginning of their careers. Some are more dependent on their families. Some are in romantic relationships that they are not interested in anymore. And it really shows like the growing pains of being a young person and watching your relationships around you change as you change. So if you can somehow stream that, I would definitely recommend that one. Another one that I watched recently, this was last summer I got into it. It's this show called Younger. This was on Amazon, I believe, where I watched it. And it's about this older woman who essentially lies about her age in order to get her dream job. And she builds like an amazing friendship. And you see that this main character kind of contemplates like being honest with her about some of the things that she's seeing, and sharing her wisdom with her when it comes down to this girl's romantic relationships or career moves. So their relationship is kind of interesting. So I would really recommend that one. And then lastly, I wanted to mention Euphoria. So always got to give a warning with Euphoria because this show can definitely be very triggering for those who have experienced grief and loss, as well as experienced addiction or addiction in their homes. This show is great in the sense because it highlights the lives of high school students. And this really shows the complexities of relationships when you are a young person and, you know, when the opposite sex comes in, or your sense of yourself is changing and what you want, all of these things. I think it's a really great show that highlights different types of friendships, and sometimes pulling away from certain friendships and then coming back to them, or diving into a new friendship and then recognizing that it's not for you. So that one's a great show. So Girls, Younger, and Euphoria, I would recommend. I'm going to leave you with three questions for today, as I always do. The first question being, what female friendships did you idolize growing up? So earlier we talked about the things around us and the things we watched impacting our sense of like what's normal and what's a typical friendship, what's included in that. So I don't know, maybe this could be a friendship from the show Friends, or Pretty Little Liars, or sister, even though they were sisters, but they were friends. And, you know, depends on your era and like what you grew up with. But what female friendship did you idolize growing up? The second question is, what went wrong in your last female friendship breakup? And I know you had one, so think about it. Think about what went wrong. The third question is, where you're at right now in your life, if you had to put together some criteria for your ideal female friendship, what would, let's say, three of the criteria be? Shout out to you for showing up today and getting in your feels about female friendships and the evolution of them in your life and how they've looked like over time. Speaking of female friendships and leaning into friendships with people who just get us and making adjustments and changes as we need, if you haven't already, sign up for the next Girls Gotta Heal peer support group. You can do this by going on the Girls Gotta Heal website and filling out the sign-up form. I look forward to seeing you here next time.